At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. So have you ever been out there maybe shooting on a brilliantly bright day?
Oh, absolutely.
And you've set your manual controls, you think you've got it all perfect, only to find the camera is just like stubbornly overexposing everything, leaves you completely scratching your head.
It's a classic problem.
Right. Well, today we're going to dive into exactly that sort of thing. We're looking at camera settings and specifically some really interesting insights on auto ISO limitations.
Yeah.
From C1M Photography.
Yeah. It's good material. Offers some practical advice.
It really does. Practical guidance, I think, for photographers at, well, pretty much all skill levels.
Definitely.
Helping us understand, you know, when to maybe trust the camera a bit.
And, crucially, when you need to step in and take full control.
Exactly. When you need to be in charge. Now, you know, if you've dabbled in photography beyond just pointing and shooting, you've heard the advice constantly.
Oh, yeah. Get off auto mode.
Get off auto. True skill means moving to manual controls, right?
Right.
Mastering the big three. Shutter speed, aperture, and ISO. That exposure triangle.
Exactly right. And the whole point, really, is bending the camera to your vision, isn't it? Not letting the camera dictate the shot.
Right.
It's about developing that intuition, that knowledge, to handle whatever light you encounter.
Yeah.
To make sure the image you see in your head is the one you actually capture. That control, that's where the art comes in.
Totally agree. So, given all that talk about manual control, here's where the C1M material throws a bit of a curveball, which I found fascinating. Despite pushing for manual command, their recommended starting point actually includes auto ISO.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yeah, specifically shutter at 1500, aperture at f8, and then auto ISO handling the sensitivity. Seems a bit contradictory, doesn't it? After just saying go manual.
It does. It really does seem that way at first glance. And
yeah.
That's why it's such a useful insight, I think.
Okay, so explain why starting with auto ISO isn't actually, you know, heresy.
Well, the logic is actually about simplification. By letting the camera manage the ISO, you, the photographer, you only have two main things left to worry about.
Shutter speed and aperture.
Exactly, just those two. And C1M also mentions using auto exposure compensation, which lets you just nudge the overall brightness up or down easily.
Right, like a little fine-tuning dial.
Precisely. So doing it this way frees up a lot of your mental energy. Instead of constantly tweaking ISO because a cloud moved or something, you can actually focus on the scene, on composition, on framing, on waiting for that perfect moment.
That makes a lot of sense. You're not getting bogged down in the tech.
You let your creative eye lead without the constant fiddling, especially helpful when light is changing fast.
Okay, so in this simplified setup, you're focusing on shutter speed and aperture. And as C1M points out, they have pretty distinct roles here. Shutter speed is mostly about motion, right?
Yeah, basically. Is your subject moving? Do you want to freeze it sharp like a bird in flight? You need a fast shutter speed.
Like the 1500 starting point.
Exactly. Or do you want to show motion, like silky smooth water in a stream? Then you'd go slower. But it's mainly about capturing or blurring movement.
And aperture then becomes your main tool for the background. The depth of field.
That's right. Aperture is where you control how much of your scene is in sharp focus. And this is where things get really creative, especially with wider apertures.
Okay, explain that a bit more. The F numbers can be confusing.
They can be. Just remember, smaller F number, like say F2.8, means a larger opening in the lens.
Okay, bigger hole, smaller number. Got it.
And that larger opening gives you a shallower depth of field.
Meaning less stuff is in focus.
Exactly. You get that really pleasant kind of fuzzy background and foreground, often called bokeh.
Oh, right. Bokey.
Yeah. It makes your main subject really pop. Think portraits where the background just melts away.
Or like you said, flowers, birds.
Perfect for that. Isolates the subject beautifully. So if you want that look, definitely try setting your aperture wide open, maybe around f2.8 instead of the f8 starting point.
Okay.
See how it changes the feel.
Okay, good tip. But there's always a but, isn't there?
Yeah, usually.
C1M is very clear that auto ISO, while helpful, has a definite limit, a point where it just can't help you anymore. What's that specific scenario? Where does it hit the wall?
Yeah, this is the crucial part to understand. The limitation is built into the camera's design, really. ISO sensitivity has a floor.
A minimum value.
Right. It can't go below ISO 100 on most cameras.
Okay.
So imagine the situation. Your auto ISO is already down at its minimum, ISO 100, but your shot is still too bright. It's overexposed. Auto ISO has nowhere else to go. It can't get any less sensitive to light. It's like trying to turn the volume down when it's already off.
Right. It's bottomed out.
Exactly. And C1M gives that classic example. A really bright sunny day, if you're using settings like, say, 1500 shutter speed and a wide aperture like that f2.8 we just talked about.
Okay.
On a super bright day, even at ISO 100, you might still be letting in too much light. The shot will be blown out.
And people might think something's wrong with their camera.
Precisely. I've seen that confusion many times. But it's just physics, too much light for the lowest ISO sensitivity at those other settings.
So, okay. You're there. Blazing sun, ISO is stuck at 100. You're at, say, 1500 and f2.8. And your light meter is flashing overexposed. What do you do? What's the fix?
The fix is actually quite straightforward, and it puts you right back in manual control where you need to be.
All right.
Since you can't lower the ISO, and maybe you want that f2.8 for the shallow depth of field, you have to limit the light some other way.
The shutter speed.
Bingo. You need to increase your shutter speed. Make the exposure time shorter.
So faster than 1500.
Yep. Bump it up maybe to 11,000, maybe even 12,000 or higher. You just watch your camera's light meter and increase the shutter speed until the meter shows a good exposure. That becomes your main control lever in that specific situation.
That's really practical advice. So what this means for you listening is that understanding these like specific boundaries.
Yeah, the limits.
It isn't just technical trivia. It's actually key to getting the shots you want, especially in challenging light. It's knowing when to lean on the automation. And knowing exactly when you have to override it and take charge yourself.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you find yourself struggling with these controls, feeling like the camera's fighting you, C1M does suggest it sometimes, just brushing up on the basics.
Foundational skills.
Yeah, like taking a Photography 1 course or maybe a focused digital camera class workshop can make a huge difference in confidence.
It really can. Just reinforces those core concepts.
So I guess the big takeaway here is that while, yes, manual control is fundamental.
It is.
Real skill, maybe advanced skill, comes from understanding how and when to use automation smartly. Knowing its benefits, but crucially, knowing its precise limits.
It's that intelligent blend, isn't it? Knowing your tools inside and out, including their automated features and their constraints.
Exactly. That balance defines a really capable photographer.
And maybe that leads to a final thought for you to chew on. How does really embracing the constraints of your gear, like this hard floor of ISO 100, how might that, paradoxically, actually push you creatively?
Interesting.
Does being forced to solve a problem, like too much light, by adjusting shutter speed, maybe open up new ways of seeing or capturing motion? Does working within limits actually give you a different kind of control over your final image?
So constraints breeding creativity.
Something like that. It's definitely worth experimenting with. Push those settings, see where they break, and figure out how you want to solve it. That's where the learning really happens.